My name is Cheryl.
我的名字是 Cheryl。
So my sharing today has been like sort of like advertised like a few weeks back, especially in the Chinese Bible group.
那我今天要为大家分享见证，好像在几周前呢，尤其是在我们的中文查经组已经在帮我宣传了。
Maybe quite nervous. What happen if my sharing is too boring to you?
那我就开始有点紧张了，万一我的分享有点沉闷，那怎么办呢？
Yeah, so if you need to yawn, like you just go ahead, like because it keeps some oxygen to your brain that keep you alert.
那如果万一大家真的想打哈欠，也不用介意，因为起码你可以多吸收一些氧气啊，氧气可以帮你的脑袋更清醒。
Yeah, I was contemplating whether should I speak English or like Chinese.
那我最初也在考虑，到底我应该用英文讲啊，还是用中文呢？
As many of you know that Malaysians, they speak several languages.
因为相信大部分人也知道马来西亚人呢，都一般都会说好几种语言。
Especially as a Malaysian Chinese.
尤其是马来西亚的华人。
We can speak a lot of dialects, like Chinese, we have Mandarin and Cantonese.
我们会说很多方言，中文来说起码有普通话，还有粤语。
And also we, obviously, like we are speaking English.
当然我们也肯定会说英文啦。
Last but not least, also Malay.
还有呢，我们会说马拉话，马来语。
马来语。
马来语。
Yeah. So, like, a Malaysian tend to, like, mix up all the languages in one sentence.
那马来西亚人呢，有一个习惯，就是一句句子里面已经把好几种语言混在一起了。
Yeah, so, like, and we have a unique way of pronouncing our words.
而且呢，我们也有我们很独特发音的方式。
Sometimes it's hard to understand.
有时候会其他人会很难听得明白。
I hope that you bear with me and like able to understand what I'm going to share today.
那我希望大家也包容我啦，也可以跟得上我今天想跟你们分享的。
So like a brother and sister who know me well.
那如果是当中都熟悉我的弟兄姐妹朋友呢
？And testify that I'm a very quiet person.
你们一定会见证到我是一个非常安静的人。
I very talk.
我很少会说话。
Like a clam that always like shut their mouth that won't open.
就好像那种贝壳蛤蜊、蛤蜊那种就是关起来闭起来就很难张开了。
I remember that in an incident back in Malaysia.
那我就想起在马来西亚的时候有一件事情发生。
I used to go to a restaurant to buy takeaway.
那我以前呢都经常会去某一家的饭店去买一些外卖在打包。
The cashier thought that I'm a mute.
那个收银员竟然以为我是哑巴。
Because I've been there for like almost like a few months to a year there, like never talk.
因为我已经光顾那家店可能有一年这么长时间，但我从来都没有讲过话。
I will just point at what I want.
我只会点一下我想要什么。
Until one day,
直到有一天
，he heard me talking with my mom.
他就听到我跟我妈在说话。
So he was so amazed and said, "You are not mute."
他就很惊讶说，原来你不是哑巴。
Therefore, standing here to talk for the next hour.It's definitely by the grace of God that work in me.
所以呢，接下来我要站在大家面前来讲差不多一个小时的话，你们已经可以见证是神，肯定是神在我生命当中的工作。
When I was reflecting the past few months since my arrival to the UK,
当我去回顾我过去几个月，就是从我到达英国以来这段时间
，I praise God of His guidance and provision in every step I took.
我真的要赞美神，他对我的引导，还有每一步他对我的供应。
Yeah, we got direction for the church. Launch out into the deep that was preached during the church anniversary by Pastor Albert.
那在教会的周年庆Pastor Albert 牧师就为我们讲了一篇信息，就是以我们的周年庆主题开往水深之处为题的。
Also following with Sister Joanna's message regarding the same, almost the same thing, practical examples and also like the characteristics of it.
然后呢，接着 Joanna 姐妹又在跟进去讲了另一篇信息提供更多很具体的一些 例子啊，还有一些我们一些关于我们要看望水深之处的时候有什么特征的信息。
And also by Pastor Grace about the an army of God as a church.
还有Grace 牧师之后为我们讲解教会作为神的军队的一系列的讲道。
Each message I heard, I was so amazed.
每一个信息我听了我都很诧异。
Asking God, did you plan all this?
我就问神，这一切都是你刻意安排的吗？
And almost the same that what he has spoken to me, the mission step out of my comfort zone.
因为这些信息啊，都正正跟神一直跟我在说的话一样，就是一样的信息，说我必须要离开我这个舒适区。
I believe many of you be curious why I'm in the UK.
我相信你们大家很多人可能很好奇我为什么要来到英国呢？
To be exact, in Liverpool.
更特定的选 Liverpool 这个地方。
Am I here to study, to work, or holiday?
我在这里在读书吗？在这边工作还是来旅游？
The answer is pretty simple.
其实那个答案很简单。
I come home.
我回家。
I was baptized here with this church in 2013.
我是在2013年的时候在这一家教会这一间教会受洗的。
Time flies, it has been 10 years.
时间过得真的很快十年就过去了。
When I was going through the immigration check, I was so excited.
当我要过那个海关的时候我其实心情非常的兴奋。
I'm finally home since a short visit in 2017.
当时我的感觉就是啊，自从2017年我有短短来看望过这里之后，这一次我终于回家了。
At the same time, there's a teeny tiny bit of nervous.
但是同时呢，我又有那么一点点紧张。
What happens if they don't allow me to stay such a long period of time?
哎呀，万一那些职员不允许我留在英国这么长时间呢，怎么办
？I believe no one will go on a holiday for so long.
我觉得没有人去旅游会去那么久吧。
At the same location.
就是在同一个地点这么长时间。
I don't have an invitation to come to the UK.
我又没有人写信邀请我来这边旅游。
They usually have tons of questions.
因为一般申请这签证都需要回答很多的问题的。
不是签证。
不是签证。
Immigration check.
就是因为在那个海关他们都会问你很多的问题的。
They will just ask why you come to the UK.
为什么你要来英国呢
？What's your itinerary?
你的行程计划是怎样呢
？How long are you going to stay?
你要留多久
？So on so forth.
就等等等等。
I went joke with my sister. Maybe you will see me in 2 days.
我就跟我的姐开玩笑说，可能两天后你又看到我回去了。
Probably they will refuse my entry to the UK.
可能他们都拒绝我逗留进来英国。
I waited in the queue for almost 45 minutes.
我排队排了45分钟左右。
While I was waiting and thinking, what's the best answer to the questions?
那当我在排队的时候，我就一直在想啊，每个问题我该怎么回答最好呢
？A sudden thought came to me.
突然有一个意念临到。
If this was what Yahweh God that allowed it to happen,
如果这个是神的心意，他肯定会让一切都发生。
Who can stop it?
谁能够阻止阻拦呢
？No one.
没有人。
This tiny bit of worrisome gone in no time.
就在那一刻，我所有的忧虑就全没了。
This assurance that experience gave me a sense of peace.
这个从神来的确据给我一份的平安。
When it's my turn, come to my surprise, what was only 2 questions were asked.
终于轮到我了。让我很惊讶的就是，他们只问了我两个问题。
Where are you going to stay?
你会住在哪里
？How long is your stay?
你要住多久
？That's it.
就是这样。
And I just passed my immigration check.
然后我就顺利通过了。
You may wonder why I have such thought.
那可能你会在想，为什么我还会想到这些呢
？I always wanted to come to visit.
其实我一直都很想回来看望大家。
My initial plans was to visit in 2020.
最初我的计划呢是希望在2020年就来。
Because it's a long travel, usually you need to plan ahead. So I started to plan in 2019.
因为都是 一个非常远的一个距离嘛，所以这么长的旅途我就是要提前去计划，所以我当时是从2019年就开始计划。
As all of you know, 2020 we have COVID.
但是大家就知道了2019年我们就有这个新冠的疫情爆发。
So many countries have lockdown.
所以很多的国家都封城。
All the plans that have been made become a worthless piece of paper.
所有人的计划突然就变成像一张废纸一样。
This incident reinforced my understanding that our plan doesn't always equal to God's plans.
这件事情啊，再一次坚定我对一个概念的理解，就是我们人的计划其实不等同于神自己的计划。
Sometimes we act so fast that tend to go on our own way, our own understanding.
有时候我们行动特别快，我们就喜欢行自己的路，然后又根据我们自己的聪明啊，自己的理解去事情处理事情。
Making decisions before we get a green light from God.
很多时候神都还没有亮起绿灯说好，我们就已经做决定了。
Either big or small matters.
无论是在大事上还是在小事上。
Yes, you can plan anything.
当然我们可以随意的去计划。
But if God doesn't approve, nothing is going to work out.
但是如果神不允许，没有一个计划能够达成。
He constantly teaching me to rely on him, to be patient, wait before him in everything.
神一直的去教导我要去忍耐，要去等候他，也要去依靠他。
At the same time, we need to be also proactive.
但同时呢，我们又需要主动，采取主动。
While waiting for God's approval, we need to be ready, well equipped when He asks, but we can able to respond Him.
当我们在等神的应许的时候，他的同意的时候，我们又需要去准备好自己，装备自己，这样去回应他。
Coming to UK, I waited for almost more than a year.
其实为了来英国，我都等待了差不多一年的时间。
A green light from God.
就是等神亮起绿灯说可以。
Way before I got any approval from God, I have prepared.
其实在神都还没有说可以的时候，我真的就有在准备自己。
Prepare everything I could possibly need for my work.
尤其是在我工作方面所需要的一切。
Including extra headsets, extended working screen.
就包括我需要额外的设备，比如这个耳麦啊，这些叫什么
耳机
啊，还有方便我工作的这些更大的屏幕。
From time to time, I will also search for air tickets, finding a suitable place to rent, and also broadband.
而且呢，时不时我也会上网搜索一下有没有一些便宜的机票啊，或者可以住的地方，尤其也有非常稳定的网络。
Until one Sunday,
直到有一个星期天
，my church pastor, Pastor Kuan Long,
那我在马来西亚的牧师宽龙牧师就问我了。
So, are you going to continue with your job?
你是不是要继续你的工作
？I answer yes. Why not?
我就说会啊，为什么不继续呢
？At least for now,
最少。接下去应该都会继续。
And they give me a lot of flexibility in terms of working location.
因为我的工作的性质啊，可以给我有很大的自由度啊，无论我在哪里都可以去工作。
I can work at any location as long there is an internet.
只要那里有稳定的网络，我就可以工作了。
He continued, so do you have any plans of going anywhere?
他又接着问，你有没有任何计划想去哪里呢？
When I heard these questions, I was silent for a moment.
我听到这个问题，我就保持了沉默，保持了沉默一会儿。
Looking at him,
我就看着他。
And say yes.
我说有啊。
I would like to go to the UK for a few months.
我想去英国去几个月。
Why do I need to wait for this green light?
那为什么我要等从神来的这个绿灯告诉我可以去呢？
Because I'm a treasurer in the church, so I need to be.Have some duty there.
因为呢，我是在那边教会的财政之一，我有我的责任。
So there's a lot of things I need to be arranged before I come.
所以如果我要离开呢，我必须先安排好很多的事情。
especially all the banking stuff.
尤其是关乎银行方面的这些事情。
I told Pastor, besides some personal matters that I need to get done, which overdue because of the pandemic,
那我就跟牧师说了，嗯，除了我一些个人的事情啊，都需要处理啊，因为这个疫情缘故已经耽误了很久，我要先处理一下。
I felt that there's a need, but not sure what can I do.
我感
到 Liverpool Church.
我感到其实利物浦教会那边是有需要，但是我又不知道我自己可以怎样帮上忙。
Once I got this approval from my pastor and also God,
那当我从神那里得到这个啊、说可以啊、这份的说好这个之后呢，也而且也从我的牧师得到这份肯定之后
，I booked my air tickets at the same day.
那我就当天就订了机票
，and left Malaysia just about a month later.
然后啊、在一个月之后我就离开马来西亚了。
Which was November 4th, just in time for the church anniversary.
Yeah, 就是在11月4号呢，就刚刚好可以赶得上我们利物浦教会的周年庆。
So I'm here.
所以这个就是我在这里的原因。
So the following will be sharing how do I come to know God.
那接下来我想跟大家分享我是如何认识神的。
Although I was baptized about 10 years ago.
虽然我是10年前就受洗。
But I've been walking with God way much earlier than that.
其实我跟神同行，就是跟神有这份关系，是远在那之前已经开始了。
When I was probably about 10 years old or less,
在我还没到十岁的时候
，I struggled to a lot to understand what is love.
我当时对爱去理解爱，觉得很挣扎，很困难。
From time to time, I would even look up the dictionary to find what is the meaning of love.
时不时我甚至会翻开字典尝试去查到底爱是代表什么。
However, the definition was too abstract.
但是我觉得那字典的定义都太抽象了。
That I wasn't able to fully understand.
所以我也没法完全的理解。
Is love you show it outwardly?
爱是不是你外在这样表达出来的呢？
Or by continuously giving or providing others?
还是你就是一直的去付出，一直去为别人供应一些东西
，or providing whatever a person asks for，
或者凡是别人要求什么，你都去满足呢
？Or is it a type of feeling between couples？
还是就是男女之间啊，或者对情侣之间的那种爱的感觉呢
？Like affection？
啊，就是一种爱恋爱的感觉。
What is it？
到底是什么？
You may think why a 10-year-old kid was thinking about love.
可能你会在想，一个十岁的孩子干嘛在想这么多关于爱的问题呢？
What is love?
到底爱是什么？
I couldn't understand what is love because the inner self of me was so sick.
我其实不能理解爱，是因为我里面这个人感到非常的，sick， 就是好像生病一样。就我里面的这个人已经生病了。
I have big ego.
我有非常大的自我意识。
In order to attract attention, instead of saying, hey, I'm here.
我其实为了得到别人，吸引别人的关注，我不会去说，hey, 我在这里哦。
I started to steal.
我其实就开始去偷窃。
Telling lies.
也撒谎。
Yeah, to steal so that I could be taken away.
我去故意的去偷东西，希望被人抓。
At least away from home.
最少我可以离开我的家。
Making up stories so that I can have more friends.
我也会自己编造很多的故事，希望这样我可以赢得更多的朋友。
The one thing that I really thank God that was I didn't turn to any drugs or alcohol.
但是有一件事情我特别感谢神，就是我没有走向沾染这些毒品啊或者酒精的问题。
Due to a big ego in me.
由于我心里这个这么强的自我。
I easily got irritated when things didn't go my way.
只要事情不是按我的心意发生，我就会很愤怒，很不喜欢。
At times, I would have the feeling of dispensable existence.
有时候我又会觉得自己的存在好像
可有可无，
可有可无。
The feeling of not being loved.
就是那种感觉，没有被爱的感觉。
The feeling of not being welcome.
也感觉到没有被受没有受欢迎。
neglected.
好像被人忽略了。
The feeling of being controlled.
甚至觉得被人在操控。
From what to eat, what to wear.
包括我要吃什么，我要怎样打扮。
What to do.
我要做什么。
The list goes on.
就是那个清单就一直延续下去。
Also, I will always being accused of doing things that I have never done.
而且呢，我经常被错怪，责怪我说我做了一些我根本从来没有做的事情。
Either in school or at home.
无论是在学校，甚至在家里。
I believe all these things were related to my childhood. It's even younger than 10 years old.
那我相信这些的感觉都是追索到，在我童年时代的经历，应该是远超过我十岁的时候。
I would say at one point my childhood was pretty traumatized.
我可以说其实在我童年有一个阶段真的是受过重创的一个阶段。
There were a few major incidents that caused deep resentment in my heart.
有几件大的事情发生令到我心里面有非常深的愤怒。
Resentment blinds my eye and hardened my heart.
因为这些的愤怒使到我眼睛都瞎了，也令到我的心很刚硬。
One of the incidents was physical abuse by a stainmate.
其中一件事情呢，就是曾经有一个在我家的佣人帮忙料理家务的人，他真的就是身体上去伤害我，虐待我。
The maid not only doing the household chores, but also to babysit while my parents away.
那这个佣人呢，或者家务助理啊，雇工，其实他不只是来打理家务，他也要帮忙照顾我们孩子。
My parents were very busy people.
因为我父母都是很忙的人。
As they ran their own business.
因为他们都有自己的生意。
Although they were busy.
虽然他们很忙。
They care about our grades.
但是他们又很在乎我们学业的表现。
In terms of what we do, do we do well in our exam?
就是我们在考试有没有考得好的成绩。
Typical Asian parents with high expectations.
就是一般我们熟悉的亚洲父母就是有非常对子女有非常高的期望的那种。
As mentioned before, I have big ego.
我也提到了，其实我内心是有很强的自我意识。
You can guess that I prefer being independent and doesn't like to be told what to do.
那你都可以想象，我更希望是可以独立，我不喜欢别人告诉我要做什么。
Or what not to do.
或者告诉我你不能做什么。
Including assignments from school.
包括学校为我们布置的作业。
Or study for exam.
或者要为了考试要去复习。
So I'm a troublemaker in school.
所以我在学校呢经常捣蛋，就是制造各种的问题。
My parents even asked me to pray.
我的父母甚至要我祷告。
And put incense stick for my ancestors so that they will bless me with good grace.
或者呢，又在祖宗面前要献那个香啊，然后就是为了让我可以希望得到祝福，可以考试考得比较好的成绩。
You can expect that I just roll my eyes and walk away.
你都可以想象我当时怎样反应啊，我就是翻白眼，然后我就走了。
Besides the maid,
那除了那个伤害我的那个佣人。
My grandparents would sometimes come over to look after us.
我的祖父母也会有时候过来照顾我们。
However, I don't have good relationship with my grandparents, especially my grandma.
但是呢，我其实跟他们都没有很好的关系，尤其是我的祖母。
Until this day, I still don't understand why she always talk bad behind me.
其实直到今天为止，我都不能理解为什么她总是在我背后说我坏话呢？
In school,
在学校
I was one of the victims of bullying.
我是受到霸凌、欺凌的受害者。
No matter which school year I was in,
无论是在哪个年级
bullying happened every year.
每一年都反复的有被霸凌、被欺凌的事情。
These are just a few of the examples of the incidents happened in my childhood.
那其实这些都只是几件我举例在我童年时代发生过的事情。
I didn't tell anyone what have happened to me and what I've been going through.
我其实以前都没有跟任何人说过这些的事情或者我所经历的。
Because I have no one to talk to.
因为我根本没有人可以去说。
When I encounter one after another setbacks, it's hard to not to grow. disheartened.
当你生命当中经历了一个又一个这样的挫折，你想不灰心丧志是很难的。
No, not my busy parents.
所以我没法跟我很忙的父母去说。
Definitely not my grandparents.
肯定也不会是我的祖父母。
Not even my big siblings.
甚至我的亲兄弟姐妹我也没法去说。
These negativities were like a snowball.
这些负面的情绪就像滚雪球一样。
It started small.
最初很小。
It rolling down a hill, it got bigger and bigger.
但是当它一直滚下坡的时候就越滚越大。
To an extent that I feel suffocated.
到一个地步，我感觉到窒息 ，sorry, say suffocated， 窒息的感觉，就是透不过气来。
The build up of anger and frustration have no way out。
这些在我心里积累的愤怒还有沮丧，已经让我感觉没路可走了，无路可走。
Not until another trigger point happened。
但是直到有另一个令我爆发点。
I couldn't take it anymore.
我真的承受不了了。
Hence I ran away from home.
所以我就离家出走。
I remember clearly that evening.
我记得很清楚那天晚上。
I was sitting a darkened road barrier.
我就坐在一个非常黑暗的一个路，就是
路
围栏的那里。
Feeling hopeless and didn't know what's the purpose of life.
我当时觉得非常的失望，完全没有盼望，也不明白生命的意义是什么。
The lights from car passing.
当时呢，一路过的车，那个车头灯就在闪亮。
Shining and moving quickly across the ground.
非常迅速的在地上投射那个灯光。
The shadows jump up and move along the pavement as the brightness of the light shape fades up and away.
当时呢，影子啊，因为这些路过的车，那个灯投到地上的这个影子，好像在跳舞一样，一直在摆动。然后呢，又感觉到那些灯光会慢慢的淡去。
It's like our life is so fragile.
给我感觉就是生命是何等的脆弱。
Like.The lights passing by and just gone.
就好像路过刚才路过的这些灯只是一刹那然后就过去了。
Yes, at that time I wanted to end my life.
那老实说那时候我是想结束自己的生命。
I was standing at the edge of the pavement.
我当时就站在那个行人道的边沿。
Waiting for a coach of a truck to pass by.
我就在等一辆大卡车、大货车路过。
Here comes one.
一辆来了。
When it getting closer and closer, I ran out to the road.
当它越来越接近的时候，我就跑到马路当前面、马路中间。
The truck was flashing its headlights and honing.
当时那辆大卡车就马上闪，它的车头灯也一直按那个喇叭。
But when the truck almost hit me,
但是当那辆大卡车快要撞到我的时候
，suddenly I feel I was strongly pulled away, and I pulled away from the road and fell to the pavement.
突然我感觉有一股大的力量把我拉回去，而且我就整个人倒在那个行人道旁。
A voice was talking to me, saying.
有一个声音就跟我说
You don't need to please and seek approval from men.
你不需要去尝试讨别人人家的喜欢或者从别人身上得到肯定。
Come to me and you will be comforted.
你来到我这里吧你就会得到安慰。
Live for me.
你要为我而活。
I broke out in tears, releasing years of emotions, hatreds, and resentments.
我当时就整个人都崩溃了，就一直在流眼泪，因为一下子所有多年积累的这些情绪仇恨啊，还有这些的愤怒都一下子爆发出来，释放出来。
Although back then I wasn't sure who was talking to me.
虽然在当时我都不知道谁在跟我讲话。
But I can feel the assurance and inner peace.
但是我能深深地感到里面的这份肯定还有这份平安。
The promise he has made.
这个人所给我的应许。
He won't leave me alone and walk with me in every single step I took.
他应许不会离开我，不会让我一个人孤单的，反而是每一步都会陪伴我去走。
He revealed to me that he is Jesus to his people, his children.
那后面呢，这个人就通过他的儿女啦，这些其他人就启示告诉我，原来是耶稣。
I got my first partial Bible when I was 13.
那我13岁的时候第一次拿到一本部分圣经的，这不是全本啊，这只是一部分的圣经。
Why partial? Because it just have the New Testament.
啊，为什么我说只是部分？因为只有新约。
It was given by someone who was doing outreach at the entrance of my high school.
那我怎么拿到这本圣经呢？就是当时我的中学门口有人在传福音啊，当时他就给了我一本新约圣经。
It was after reading the book, I think I finished in either 2 to 3 days.
那我当时呢，就大概花了两三天时间就把它看完了。
Though I couldn't fully understand.
虽然我也没法完全明白里面所说的。
But what I've experienced in between slowly makes sense.
但是我以前所经历的东西，哎，开始好像，让我能理解了。
Every now and then, I would have the feeling of incompleteness.
其实时不时我还是会有那种不完整的感觉。
At first, I didn't know what is it.
最初我也不明白到底是什么。
It's a church. It's a church that I was missing.
然后我后面意识到，是教会，我生命中欠缺了教会。
I started to look for a church.
所以我当时就开始去寻找一间教会。
For me, it's not an easy task.
但是对我来说并不容易。
That time, going out with friends or going to any parties.
在当时候啊，我去一些跟朋友出去玩啊，或者去一些派对啊。
I would need to ask permission from my parents.
我都必须要先问准我的父母。
To an extent that I would need to even beg them, even days or weeks before.
其实是到一个地步，我必须提前好几周一直苦苦哀求他们让我去。
And sometimes even you're still not allowed to go out.
但是很多时候，甚至最终的结果还是不允许我去的。
I didn't have many chances to go out alone, and not until I went to university.
所以其实一直到我读大学啊，我都没什么机会可以单独一个人出去。
I've been to many churches during those years in university.
那其实在我念大学期间，我去了很多的教会。
However, it never feel right.
但是总是感觉有什么不对劲的地方。
Until I came to UK for a 3-month summer program.
直到我来到英国来读一个三个月的暑期的课程。
A friend, a sister in Christ from the same program.
有一个也是读跟我一样这个课程的姐妹。
She invited me to join a church service.
她就邀请我参加一个教会的崇拜。
When I enter,
当我踏进那个教会的时候
，an indescribable fear feeling went through my heart.
有一种我没法言喻、没法解释的敬畏的感受在我心里面。
I cried to God saying,
我就向神哭求。
God, is this the one you prepare for me?
神啊，这里是不是你为我所预备的
？Is this the one?
是这里吗
？It's so intense that I didn't know what I should do.
那个感受是那么的深，那么的强烈，我都不知道该怎么做。
It was literally having like a spiritual and physical battles.
我当时是真的是名副其实的在经历一场属灵和肉体间的征战。
In one hand, knowing that this is the one.
一方面呢，我知道这里就是神为我预备的。
On the other hand,
但另一方面呢
，I'm aware of the maximum days that I could stay in the UK is just like 6 months.
我已经意识得到，我能够在英国最长也只是逗留六个月。
Half of my times were gone.
当时已经一半过去了。
That time I don't think I can endure the feeling of once you have it and you will lose it.
我当时的感觉就是我觉得我是受不了那种你曾经拥有然后之后又要失去的那种感觉。
It's like a quote that saying, now you see, now you don't.
就好像有话说你看到了这一刻你看到但是
下一刻又不见了。
下一刻又不见了。
Hands are chicken out.
所以我就胆怯就想退缩。
After a few months, I was back to Malaysia.
几个月之后呢我就返回了马来西亚。
When everyone has embarked on a new stage.
但每个人都开始了一个新的阶段。
Was busy looking for a job.
啊大家都忙于去找工作。
Full excitement for the future.
而且对将来未来充满了期盼还有兴奋。
However, I was still at the same spot.
但是我却原地踏步。
Thinking about the feeling that I have felt while I was in that church.
我还在回想在那一间教会当时的那种感受。
As mentioned earlier that I don't have anyone to talk to or share what I'm going through in my mind.
就像我之前分享的我从来都没有一个人我可以去跟他说话真的坦诚分享到底我脑袋里所经历的所感受的是什么。
God is my only companion.
神就是我唯一的陪伴我的人。
He's the only one I will go to.
他也是唯一一个我会转向的。
Either good or bad.
无论是经历的是好的还是不好的。
I ask God, What do I need to do?
我就去问神，我到底该怎么做？
Should I go look for a job or go to the UK?
我应不应该开始去搜寻有没有在英国的工作？我去那边打工呢？
Look for a job or go to UK?
Sorry. 我就去问神，我应该也向别人去找工作呢？还是我应该去到英国那里？
If going to UK, but how?
如果是要去英国怎样我才可以去呢
?The option were limited.
当时我有的选择很有限。
Either I get a job.
我要么就是先找一份工作。我要么就是在那里找一份工作。
Or further my studies.
或者继续的深造就继续读上去。
The chances to get a job in the UK then was compared to now is much difficult.
其实当时要在英国找到工作的机会比现在更难很多。
Until one day, my parents were questioning me.
直到有一天我的父母开始在质问我。
Why am I not looking for a job? Because I've been sitting at home for more than 4 months.
为什么你还不去找工作呢你已经在家里闲了四个多月了。
Sorry. I took that opportunity and told them that I would like to further my studies in the UK.
我就抓紧这个机会跟他们说我想去到英国继续我的读书的生涯。
And they say okay.
然后他们就说可以啊。
Well, I was going through the application process of applying for university.
那当时我就在申请这个英国的大学。
Visa and also coming to the UK.
还有就是那些来英国的签证。
I deeply understand and experience God's greatness and provision.
我当时是很深的经历神的伟大还有他的供应。
When we put God first in before anything,
如果我们真的把神放在任何事情之上
really nothing is impossible.
的确没有任何难成的事。
I believe some of you know that register and apply for university is not simple.
我相信你们当中不少人都知道你要去登记或者申请一家大学是很困难的事情。
At least for me,
最少对我而言是很困难的。
There's a lot of document you need to prepare.
你要预备很多的材料。
There's also, it is also like the past the due date of like, there's also like each enrollment year, there's a due date.
而且你们也知道了，每一年大学取录都有一个限期。
You can guess that I was late.
你们都能猜到了，我其实已经过了那个限期了。
The closing date was few weeks before I started to apply.
其实当时截止报名的时间是我开始报名的几周前。
But still, I submitted my application.
但是我还是把我的材料，我的这个申请交上去了。
Soon after I submitted the application, I reached out to the university office that based in Malaysia.
那我交上我这个申请表之后呢，我就去接触这所大学在马来西亚的分部分校。
The representative helped me to contact to the UK office.
那当地的那个代表就帮我去联系英国大学这边。
To specifically search my application.
就特别去找我那份的申请表。
And expedite this process.
然后去加快我这个申请的过程。
And it was approved in 2 days.
然后两天内就我就被取录了。
And the next step is the visa application.
那下一步呢，我就要去处理签证的问题。
Long story short,
那长话短说
，I got my visa in 1 week.
我一个星期内就拿到了签证。
And the length of the visa was granted for the full study years.
而且我的签证竟然允许我可以逗留我整个学年一年那么久，就是我整个学年了，学年那么长时间。
Yeah. Because usually, when you apply for visa, they just want you to reapply every year.
因为呢，一般你申请的学生签证啊，他们也希望你可以每一年要续签。
And I got the full visa, for the entire course.
Oh, entire course. Sorry. 所以其实呢，我拿到的是已经足够我完成整个课程的那么长的一个签证。
It took me less than 2 months for me to come to UK from the start to the end.
所以呢，我从开始想来英国，开始申请要来英国到真正来到，只花了2个月的时间。
Because you know that coming to UK is just not only application, you need to sort out student accommodation and everything.
你们也知道要来英国读书，除了你申请还有签证，还需要去找住，解决住宿的问题。
Less than 2 months I sort out everything, really it's God's grace.
我两个月内能够把一切都办妥，肯定是神的恩典。
You may question why I didn't apply earlier.
那你们可能也会问，那我为什么不提前就申请呢？
Is there no church in Malaysia?
或者马来西亚没有教会吗？
Why need to come to the UK?
为什么大老远跑来英国？
As mentioned before, my parents they are also controlled, like not able to go out freely.
那我刚才也分享过了，我父母其实是非常非常严格，控制我们比较严格的，所以我根本没机会自己出去。
So come to the UK is like a free bird.
所以能够来到英国，我就像自由的小鸟了。
And also because of coming to UK, I applied so late is because there's a fear in my heart, not sure what God planned for me.
而我为什么要这么迟才启动这个申请的过程呢？是因为当时我的心里面还是没底，没有完全的确据知道神他为我的安排是什么。
I didn't expect that I could ever able to come to UK again.
因为我从来都没有想过我可以重新踏入英国这个可能性。
Making the first move to UK just to join a church.
当我要去来到英国参加教会。
It's surely an insane decision.
其实这一步本身就可以说是一个非常疯狂的一个决定。
I have no regret making the first move. This first move,
但是我对于这第一步完全没有任何的后悔或者遗憾。
Because I finally understood what is love,
因为我终于明白爱的定义。
And experienced it through you all,
也借着你们我经历得到。
So that's a famous verse in the Bible. I believe everyone knows it's in 1 Corinthians 13.
那在圣经里面呢，有一段很有名的经文啊，我相信你们都知道，就在哥林多前书13章。
Here it is: Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth.It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always persevere.
哥林多前书十三章四到七节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
All the missing pieces that I never experienced during my childhood.
在我童年时期，没有经历得到的这些，好像缺少，好像一个拼图缺块一样的部分。
Were comforted.
我都得到了一份安慰。
Especially having Sister Kai and Auntie Lau, these two people who are very dear to me.
尤其是阿开姐妹还有刘婶婶啊，她们两位对我来说是真的非常的宝贵。
Like an older sister and grandma.
就好像一位我的大姐姐还有一位奶奶一样。
Although God didn't give me a chance to meet them again before their passing.
虽然呢神并没有给我可以在他们还在生的时候有再一次机会跟他们见面。
But God has given me unforgettable moments that I had with them during my stay with them.
但是神却给了我我永远都不会忘记的这些美好的片段，因为我以前有机会跟他们一起同住。
I'm hopeful that we will all see each other one day again.
我也很有盼望，知道有一天我们都将要再见到彼此。
So this is my testimony to how I come to know God.
那这就是我分享我是怎样认识神的见证。
Time. Now it's 10 minutes. Then stop over.
You can keep going. I don't know how long there is, but there are 10 minutes.
Okay, like this. Another short one. Do you know what is this?
大家看这幅图，你知道是什么吗？
This is the logo of the British Heart Foundation.
这个呢，就是一个叫英国心脏协会的一个logo， 就是他们的标记。
So, are you familiar with the heart rhythm?
你们对心脏的这个心率熟悉吗
？Our spiritual life is also like one of us.
我们的属灵生命其实也像是这个标记。
If a person's heart rhythm straight all the way.
如果一个人的心率是一条直线平的
，What does it mean？
那是什么意思
？Yeah, the person is dead.
那个人其实是死的。
Throughout this year, my spiritual life is exactly the same as the heart rhythm.
那其实，我过去一年呢，我的心率我的属灵生命就有点像这里这幅图这个心率。
It definitely does up and downs.
我肯定有高也有低。
So one day I received a text asking.
有一天我收到一个信息，就问我
，Are you happy？
你开心吗
？Have you ever asked yourself, Are you happy？
你从来有没有问过自己，你开心吗
？How is your spiritual life？
你的属灵生命怎样
？This seems like simple questions.
这些问题好像很简单
，But it really made me think and reflect.
但是这两个问题真的令我深刻的去反省和思考。
I have a couple fig trees that I bought not long after I go back to Malaysia in 2014.
在2014年呢，我回去马来西亚不久，我就买了几棵无花果树。
It fruited almost every year.
每一年它都会结果。
Until 2020.
直到2020年。
It not only stopped bearing any fruits.
它不但停止在有果子。
But also, it's also like sick and have like termite infestations.
它更是生病了，有一些的
Yeah, you can see from here.
虫害。
These were literally reflecting my spiritual life for the past one year during the pandemic.
那其实呢，这也好像在表达出我自己属灵生命在疫情那一年呢的状态。
In 2020 was like riding a roller coaster.
在2020年呢，我的生命就像一个过山车一样。
A year full of challenges in terms of my spiritual life.
在我属灵生命当中充满了挑战。
At the same year, I officially finished my PhD.
在同一年，我正式完成了我博士的学位。
In case some of you doesn't know that I have a PhD certificate.
那可能有人当中未必知道，但是我是有博士的学历的。
Due to the pandemic, my whole family member were all stuck in the same house.
因为疫情的缘故呢，我们整个家所有成员都困在同一间屋底下。
Including my brother and sister-in-law.
包括我的哥还有我嫂子。
And their two kids.
还有他们两个孩子。
Because usually they stay with us at different places.
因为以前他们都有自己的地方，会住在别的地方。
As they work as the medical sector, they need to go to work.
但是因为他们都是在医疗相关的地方工作，所以呢，他们也还是需要上班。
And I was the only one that free from working.
我就是唯一一个可以不上班的人。
I was responsible to take care my niece and nephew with their online classes and their homework.
那我就变成要去照顾我这个侄女啊、侄子他们线上课上课啊，还有督导他们做作业这样。
It's really a nightmare, and this was then my spiritual life go downhill.
对我来说，那个是一个噩梦。然后也因着这个缘故，我属灵生命就走下坡。
The true testing of patience and how to be slow in speak and slow in anger.
当时就是真正考验我的耐性，还有如何实践圣经所说要慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
God showed me how inadequate I was in thinking of wanting to work with the preschool children's kindergarten.
神也让我看见，原来我是非常的不足的。我曾经还想过要去就是跟那些学龄前的孩子在那块去工作。
God taught me through them.
神也通过这些孩子来教育我。
Working with them was really hard when needed to face them 24/7.
当你一星期七天，一天24小时，每天对着这些孩子，你就知道是很困难。
It didn't get better until the reopen of physical school in August 2020.
那其实呢，一直情况都没有改善，直到学校终于开放了，在2020年的八月重新可以实体上课。
It was also the same time that I got a job as an interpreter.
也是那个时候，我就申请到一份工作，是作为一个传译员。
This post has been pop up on my feed for more than 3 times.
其实这个职位呢，已经在我这些的社交媒体那些信息当中啊，有三次跳出来了。
I said that I'm not a person that like to talk.
但是我觉得我对自己说，我又不是一个爱讲话的人。
So actually reluctant to apply.
所以其实我最初是很抗拒去申请这份工作的。
Not only I don't like to talk much,
不单只是因为我根本就不喜欢多说话。
Also because I know my English, Mandarin, or Cantonese are not good.
也是因为我知道我自己的英文普通话还有粤语也不怎么好。
It took me 4 months to complete the training and get hired.
我花了4个月的时间去完成所有的培训，还有最终被聘用。
I don't know what Yahweh God planned for me.
我不知道雅伟神对我的计划是怎样。
To be an interpreter.
要成为这样的一个传译员。
But I got this job and started to work in January 2021.
但是我得到了这份工作，然后从2021年的1月份我就开始做这份工作。
Despite the working hours.
虽然那个工作时间呢。
Because in Malaysia time, because I need to work with the US time, so means that I'll be working from 8 PM to 8 in the morning.
由于呢，我人在马来西亚，但是我是要按照美国的时间去上班的，所以呢，我每天必须从晚上8点工作到第二天的8点，早上8点。
So despite the working hours, have more time and quiet night to draw closer to God.
就是因为这样上班的时间的变动呢，我反而有更多的时间，还有很安静的宁静的晚上去亲近神。
I thank Yahweh God for this.
我真的感谢雅伟神
，like this second fig tree，
就好像这一棵病倒的这个无花果树。
I was trimmed the branches，
我的枝子被修剪了。
Likewise， Yahweh God pruned the unwanted branches behavior in me。
神也亲自的去修剪这些不应该存留的这些的枝子，或者我这些的行为啊态度。
Only then it can grow much healthier and start bearing fruits again。
也唯有那样呢， 这棵植物才可以健康的生长，再一次的结果子。
And you can see it's fruiting a lot of fruits on the tree in 4 months.
那在四个月时间内，现在你就看到了，又开始有很多的果子。
Am I happy?
我开心吗？
For now, yes, I am.
如果你问我现在，我可以告诉你我开心。
I know my spiritual life won't be smooth sailing.
我知道我属灵生命不会一帆风顺。
I believe Yahweh God is using His way to prune, teach, and guide me each time.
但是我深信亚伟神会用他自己的方法去修剪我，教导我，还有引导我。
The important lesson I learned.
那我学到一个很重要的功课
was, is don't be afraid to admit your sin, your weaknesses.
就是不要害怕去承认你的罪，你的软弱。
Ask God to search your heart.
你要求神去搜索你的内心
，as in Psalms 139，
好像诗篇139篇
23-24 say
23-24节这样说
：Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
诗篇139篇23-24节。神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
To be pruned by God.
我要被神修剪。
Every path we take according to God's wills, He will guide us through.
每一条只要是按照神心意我们去走的路，神一定会引领我们走到底。
Thank you. That's my sharing for today.
谢谢大家，这就是我想跟大家分享的。